being Veterans Day, we're honoring men and women who have served our country through our armed forces. You may not have realized that today is also officially designated as Orphan Sunday. I believe the two of these can go hand in hand very well. How many times have we seen or heard of American soldiers in other countries helping out children who are afraid or hurt or in need? As soldiers of Christ, we're called to do the same. And we have more children than we often acknowledge in dire need right here in our country, our state, and our community. I recently met a guy by the name of Dave Helfrich and quickly recognized his passion not only for children in need, but for helping make connections between those children in need and congregations seeking to make a difference. Dave is a foster care recruiter and trainer for Braley and Thompson. Dave is married and has two daughters. But more than that, Dave has a passion to see a difference made in the lives of children who don't have parents, who don't have parents that are able to provide for them in the way that our God would desire. And yes, he comes and he is a part of an organization called Braley and Thompson, but I've had enough of a conversation with him to know that while that's a way that he goes about serving, his real passion is just being able to help others make a difference in the lives of children. So without any further ado, I've asked him to come and just share a little bit of his perspective on this Orphan Sunday, what he might have us know today.
I'm glad to be here. It's really kind of awesome to see how many people participate in the worship service. I just saw so many people worshiping, coming up reading, different people talking. I think that's a big part of the church. Orphan Sunday, as Greg mentioned, is on November 11th all across the world today. And unfortunately, we live in a society that's in crisis when it comes to foster care and adoption. Over 500,000 kids in the United States are currently in foster care. That's a lot. Just in Virginia, 7,000 kids at least spent one day in foster care last year. So in the research I just looked up on Friday, in Nelson County alone, there is 158 kids that lived in foster care last month in October. So that's a lot of children, obviously. And so 70% of those children come into foster care because of either abuse or neglect. So why would I be here? Why would I be here in a church to ask a church to get involved and to engage? Well, first, I think it's what God has us to do. I think he called us to be engaged with foster care and adoption. I think he called us to visit the widows and the orphans in their distress, right, in James. James is all about just this simple principle. Put your faith into practice, right? Who we are as believers, as Christians, because I'm a believer as well. Who we are as Christians actually affects what we do. And so our identity in Christ affects our activity almost all the time. And so what I was asked by Greg to do is, what could you as a church, as a congregation, as individual Christians, what could you do to get engaged in the crisis that we currently have here, not only in Virginia, but all across the world? So here, I want to give you five things. First, I want you to pray. You know, ask God what he would call you to do when it comes to foster care and adoption. What do you feel that God is asking you to do, whether it's any of the other things that I talk about? But first and foremost, talk to God. I guarantee you, he's going to ask you to get involved. It is pretty much the epitome of what the gospel is, right? He takes people that are orphans and brings them into the family of God through Christ. So that's a great way to show. So pray, ask God. Secondly, you can become a foster parent. I know sometimes that sounds like a little scary because you think, oh gosh, there's trainings and there's this and there's that. And yes, there is all that because we want to make sure we have homes that are safe for children to come to. But being a foster parent is one of those ways that you can really make an impact for a child. Thirdly, you can support members of your current congregation that are already foster parents or are in the process of being a foster parent. I know, Greg, I thought you mentioned that at one point you guys were foster parents, correct?
No, my wife and I talked about it and prayed
about it. Right. So maybe you could talk to your pastor about following through with that. I'm giving you a hard time. All right. Also, but some of the ways that you can do that is if there is a family in your church that's a foster family, you can, you know, make them a dinner, mow their grass, do something, come alongside of them to make it just a little easier for them. That's one easy way you can get involved. Fourthly, you can engage the World Orphan Crisis by adopting, whether it's locally or globally. Now, there's 5 million just in Uganda. There's 5 million orphans in Uganda. Now, obviously, it costs a lot of money for Americans to go and adopt an orphan in Uganda. But here in Virginia, there's 1,500 children right now ready for adoption with no family to be adopted. So there's a way to get involved. There's a way to do that. And then lastly, provide resources to either foster parents or children. You know, one of the ways that a church in Lynchburg provides some resources, they create backpacks. And in these backpacks are just these basic needs. Because if you didn't know, a lot of kids, they come into foster care with a trash bag. And that's all their stuff. That's all they have. And they come to the house with a trash bag. And so we as an organization and as a group in a church in Lynchburg, they provide backpacks for these children so they don't go into a home with trash bags but backpacks. So just some ideas that you guys can do to get involved. So lastly, I just want to share this. At Braley and Thompson, we believe that the best place for a child in foster care is a home with loving parental figures to nurture, protect, and inspire them. And I hope that you guys would at least pray and consider what God would have you to do when it comes to facing the crisis of orphan and child care. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate that.
I'd like to share with you another scripture. This comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And as I share this morning, there will be a connection made between that and what Dave just shared with us. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His suffering, in order that we may also share in His glory. So here's morning scripture from Romans. But I want to go back and there's several scriptures in the Bible about caring for orphans. But I want to go back to what Dave shared with us in James. It comes from James chapter 1, verse 27. And you may want to turn to that. You may want to write it down. But this is what it says in James chapter 1, verse 27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. There's no denying that God has called us to care for such young people in need that we just talked about. But I think it's important to realize that each one of us have also been orphans. Now, I want you to understand that in the context of the scripture that we read in Romans, each and every one of us has also been an orphan. Some of you may have read the devotional thought that I published this week in form of the pastor's page. I referred to numerous things that can rob us of our spiritual freedom. Some of these include self-doubt, past regrets, unhealthy relationships, and sinful habits. No matter what type of earthly parents we may have had, no one will escape the bondage of sin without being adopted into the family of God. Amen. Through the love of Jesus Christ. All of us were lost without a spiritual father at one point, without a true sense of purpose or direction. We could be blown to and fro like the wind, thinking we would find success and meaning in our relationships or in our career or in personal achievements. But over time, we would see that each of these would let us down, feeling hollow and empty. The one thing that can fit perfectly in the whole of this emptiness is a genuine relationship with God the Father, our Lord and Savior, through the love of Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us, and if you go back and look at what we just read in Romans, that we can call God Abba, Father, which is closely translated the equivalent in English of being daddy. So yes, God is to be revered as all-powerful, almighty, the creator of the universe. But he is also Abba Daddy that knows and is concerned about every detail of your life. The scripture we read today says that you are a child of God if you proclaim Christ as your Savior. You get this? You are a child of God if you proclaim Christ as your Savior. That means, and it says it in the scripture, that we are heirs to God, co-heirs with Christ. Amen. Now, one of the things that I get concerned about, and I've experienced it all throughout the years being a pastor, that someone will pass away, and it becomes so important to people to understand and know what the inheritance is, what it is that they're going to get that's left over from their loved one that's passed away. And it can become way too important, so much so that it just is not the Christian way God would have us to represent the memory, the relationship, the purpose of life lived together. But I tell you, that idea of inheritance is nowhere near what we're talking about here. Because to be heirs with God, we aren't waiting for a loved one to die. It means if we're heirs with God, God is our Father, and through Him we have access to everything God the Father has. Amen. It says that we are co-heirs with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our brother in this way. So whatever Jesus Christ is provided with, God provides to us also. That is huge. That gives us unlimited potential and resources. But wait just a moment. Just wait. Think for a moment. There are some of us, and I would dare say maybe times for all of us, when we do not feel like a child of the King. Can you agree with that? Is there a time when you don't feel like that your father, that you are the son or the daughter of a heavenly King? I believe that we can today understand fully why that may be the case. If we look back at verse 14, the very beginning of what we read in Romans, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. I want to share just a little example. Consider a baby elephant that's tied to a stake in the ground. He pulls and pulls with all his might, and that baby elephant is unable to break loose. He grows older and stronger to the point that he could easily pull loose, but he doesn't even try. Because whenever he feels that tension, he remembers a time when he tried to pull and he failed and he couldn't do it, so he's not going to try anymore. So this little string, basically what it is, can hold this ton elephant in place. in bondage, not being able to experience freedom. So he gives in to that false sense of thinking and stays bound to a stake in the ground which he could easily pull free. We do the same. If we are willing to be led by the Spirit of God, there is nothing, and I will say again, nothing that can hold us back from the full blessing God desires that we have as children of God. Nothing. Now let us connect to what Dave just shared with us. We're surrounded by children who have little idea of what it means to be loved and have even their basic needs cared for. There are many scriptures that you can go back and look at, and I challenge you. You can do it simply. Just Google orphan and scripture on your smartphone, your computer, or whatever, and you'll see over and over again what God says about caring for orphans. God loves these children as much as He loves you and me. He knows their pain, their hurt, their fear, their loneliness. We are the body of Christ. We have a responsibility in the name of Christ to provide for the needs of those who cannot provide for themselves. As children begin to understand what love is, they become open to the love of their Heavenly Father. Love that is regarded in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, if you look back there, love which no longer makes them slaves to whatever past situation they may have been in. They don't have to live in that type of bondage from their past. And love that overpowers whatever fears they may have had to face in the past. These children can and should know what it means to experience the full adoption into the family of Christ. What are we doing about it? What are we going to do about it? Our musicians can go ahead and come up. But as you do, I want you to think about this. We live in a world where there's so much expectation. There's challenges in terms of our schedule. There's so many different things to do to occupy our time. But God calls us to care for these in need. And I don't believe God had any one of us come here today to sit and just hear a few people singing and to hear a scripture or two about where it talks about orphans in the Bible without there being something that God is calling us out to do. And so I challenge you today, I don't know what it is, but God has a calling on each of us to be an active part of the kingdom. And I believe in some way, each of us need to pay attention to what it may be. And it could be like Dave said, it can be praying for those that may be in our community and beyond. Or it can be all the way to, you may be one of those that for whatever reason has thought about adoption or foster care or being actively involved, maybe even on a daily basis in a child's life who is hurting. But there are so many things in between. Do not come here and let Satan tell you today that if you can't leave here today and adopt somebody, this sermon wasn't for you, because that's a lie from Satan. God calls each of us as a part of the body of Christ to pay attention. And with as many people, as many children, as orphans, as Dave said, are in Nelson County, each of us is coming in touch with some every single day, whether we know it or not. And we need to be ready and willing to respond. And through the Holy Spirit that we have access to, we're able to know what to do, not because of our wisdom, but because of who God is through us, and the need that He's aware of each of His children. So as we stand together and sing this invitation hymn, which is Onward Christian Soldiers, I think that fits with Veterans Day, but it also fits with the fact that we are soldiers in Christ, and God has called us to fight against those things that can pull down not just the orphans, not just the widows, but anybody who is because of where they are in this world today, is being pulled away in a direction from who God desires them to be, we can be there to provide hope, to be an example of God's love. Let's make a commitment now during this invitation. If you don't know who Jesus Christ is yourself, I'd love to have a conversation with you about that. If you need to make a commitment, the altar is open and you can come, and you don't have to come through me. You can kneel and pray right there. Respond now as God would lead. Onward, Christian Soldiers, hymn number 400.